It's 3:30 in the morning here in the capital, Tehran. You're watching Press TV's Top 5. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Now, the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has called Saudi Arabia and certain countries as traitors for collaboration with the United States and Israel. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says the enemies of Islam are seeking rift, conflicts and bloodshed in the Muslim world in order to shield Israel and the Zionists. He urged unity among Muslims as a key factor that could foil enemy plots. The leader stressed that Jerusalem al-Quds is undoubtedly the capital of Palestine. He also predicted the failure of U.S. plots hatched against the Palestinian people.
Palestine yek majmua ast, yek kishvar ast, yek tarikh ast. Palestine hamtur ke barha gofte shode az nahr ta bahr ast. Az nahr Urdun ta daryay Mediterane in Palestine. و قدس هم پایتخت این فلسطین است بلا شک و از این هیچ گونه خدشه‌ای بر این فکر اساسی و این حقیقت امکان نداره که وارد بشه که نسبت
به قدس Well, Ayatollah Khamenei noted that Yemen and Bahrain have turned into deep and open wounds of the Muslim world whose situation has to be addressed. The leader made the remarks at a meeting with the participants at a conference of the Parliamentary Union of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. Joining us via Skype from San Bernardino is David Yacoubian. He's a professor of history with the California State University, San Bernardino. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Professor Yacoubian. Now, as far as the theme of unity between Muslim nations is concerned, it's something that the leader of the Islamic Revolution of Iran has touched on time and again, and how imperative it is for the stability of the region.
Indeed, I believe that Ayatollah Khamenei is echoing the, theories and explanations that have been given for well over a century. If we go back to the 19th century and consider the mission of Jamal al-Din al-Afghani to combat British imperialism, which was the primary challenge to Islamic unity at that time, through pan-Islamic unity. And so I believe that we are facing a different configuration of what Jamal al-Din al-Afghani was considering in the late 19th century, basically the continuation of the divide and rule strategy that the British implemented and have been pursuing in the region for well over 200 years in modern times, beginning with their support of the Wahhabis in the Eastern Peninsula against the government of the Hashemites. And so subsequent to that, the divide and rule strategy, drawing borders and engaging in a low-budget imperialism by way of the mandates to secure their geostrategic interests, this was taken over after World War II largely by the United States, and especially after 1970. And the United States is busy engaging in the same types of shenanigans that the British were engaging in, and primarily this is manifest through the bizarre actions and activities and self-destructive actions and activities of the Saudis in Yemen, in Bahrain, in Lebanon, in Palestine, not to mention their own domestic purge. So in the context of this conference for Islamic cooperation, I believe that Ayatollah Khamenei was basically speaking to a long history of divisions that have weakened the Islamic world and the articulating the hope that Islamic unity can be forged and that this Islamic unity can eventually aid in the bringing about a final and just solution to the Palestinian crisis.
Well, you mentioned Saudi Arabia, and I wanted to expand a bit further on that because Ayatollah Khamenei also singled out Saudi Arabia's regional policies when it comes to the current situation in the Middle East. You feel that it is serving the interests of other nations and not the Muslim nations or regional countries.
Certainly. Let's just consider there's a whole laundry list of things that I can very briefly touch on here in that context. But the Saudis bringing Mahmoud Abbas before them to proclaim that he's going to have to accept Abu Dis as a capital for the Palestinians, the attempt to overthrow the government of Lebanon through the basically house arrest of the Lebanese prime minister, not to mention the onslaught on Yemen, the oppression of the peoples of Bahrain, And this is basically a well-known fact that the Saudis have been collaborating with the right-wing Israeli government in many of these instances, and most importantly, in the context of Lebanon and Palestine. So considering the fact that the Saudi Arabian government is the best ally of the United States in the region next to Israel, and has continued, especially in recent times, to do its bidding, even again to its own demise or its own discredit, this is clearly the central issue that is, at least within the Persian Gulf region and within the Middle East, because of course, you know, if we're talking about the Islamic world, we're talking about the globe, but within the Middle East, I would point to Saudi Arabia and the influence of the Donald Trump regime and the Israeli regime over it as the central issue that is dividing Islamic Gulf nations, and that is prohibiting just solutions to the many problems that are faced here in the region.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there for now. That's Professor of History David Yacoubian with California State University San Bernardino joining us via Skype. Professor Yacoubian, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.